Listen, Mr. McCabe. I'm a whore and I know an awful lot about whorehouses. Well, I know that if you had a house up here, you'd stand and make yourself a lot of money. Now, this is all you've got to do. Put up the money for the house. I'll do all the rest. I'll look after the girls, the business, the expenses, the running, the furnishing, everything. And I'll pay you back any money you put in the house so you won't lose nothing. And we'll make it 50-50.
Excuse me, you know I already got a whorehouse operating.
Ah, you can't call it crib cows, whores. I'm talking about a proper sporting house with class girls and clean linen and a proper hygiene.
Well, I don't think you're going to find my clientele up here too interested in that sort of thing.
They will be once they get a taste of it. I'm telling you, with someone up here to handle all them punters properly, you can make yourself at least double the money you make on your own.
What makes you think I ain't thought of that already? Them tents, you know, it's just temporary.
What do you do when one girl fancies another? How do you know when a girl really has a monthly or when she's just taking a few days off? What about when they don't get their monthlies? Because they don't. What do you do then? I suppose you know all about seeing that. And what about the customers? Who's going to skin them back and inspect them? You going to do that? Because if you don't, this town will be clapped up inside of 2 weeks if it's not already. What about when business is slow? You're just going to let the girls sit around on their bums? Because I tell you something, Mr. McKay, when a good whore gets time to sit around and think, 4 out of 5 times you turn a religion, because that's what they was born with. And when that happens, you find yourself filling the bloody church down there instead of your own pockets. Now, I haven't got a lot of time to sit around and talk to a man who's too dumb to see a good proposition when it's put to him. Do we make a deal